this is Robin Warren interviewing Mr. Campbell Jackson and his second wife, Mrs. Dale Jackson. The date is Tuesday, the 23rd of April 2013. Today we'll be talking about the Hastings County Club. Yeah, thank you for coming in, Campbell and Dale. Yeah. Can you tell us when and where you were born?
When I was born. In 1935.
Yes.
1935.
What date?
That's the 20th of August.
Well, my birthday is, as you're talking about birthday, is the 20th of 8th, 1935.
Right. And you were born?
I was born in Havelock, at least in Hastings.
Yes, in the hospital or?
No, I think it was, they had hospital sort of situations and or babies and things like that.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I'm not so sure it wasn't Royston, but I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyhow, it's on it in my, you know.
Birth certificate?
Yeah, isn't it? It's in Hastings, yeah. See, I've actually got that too, yeah.
Oh,
should
good.
Have that,
yes.
I suppose. Because I got to, when my mother was there, around there, yeah.
Lovely. All right. Now, can you tell us about your mum and your dad? Your mother and father's names?
Oh, yes. Yep. Well, my mother and father's names are, and you start with my mother.
Yes. All right.
And Edith Jean, she was an O.
Yes, O-double-R.
O-double-R, yes. And then, of course, my father got married in 1929.
Ah.
My mother married my father. Harry Jackson.
Yes, Harry.
Russell.
Was he Henry or Harry?
Well, I think he's meant to be Henry Russell Jackson. Yeah.
Right, okay. And then you had some brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
What were their names?
You only had one sister.
Eh? I've only got myself.
Judith Rose.
Judith Rose, Jackson.
And she's married now?
She passed away three years ago.
I've lost those, you know.
Yes.
All my parents have gone.
Yes. Well, Campbell, you're the older generation now, aren't you, really? The patriarch.
Yeah, well, that's right.
That's right. Yeah. Well, tell us about your own children then.
My own children. Well, I think I did that before, didn't I?
Yes.
And Paul is Paul for a start.
Paul is the oldest, and then there's Graham.
Yeah, Graham.
And Philippa is the youngest.
Yep. And
Richard.
No, again, hang on, Paul. He was Richard Paul Jackson. Yep.
Oh, but you call him Paul.
Yeah, that's Paul. He's the oldest one in my side of the family. Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's Graham.
Russell.
Graham Russell Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I've got my daughter is Philippa. Philippa Gwendolyn, and she was Jackson too.
Right. Yes,
that's a big mouthful, isn't it?
Yes.
But she was called Pip.
Oh,
but,
was she?
But
yes.
You've got to have Philippa.
Yes.
Not
that's
many
right.
Philippas.
No, I do know some Philippas.
And she was Gwen. There's another name to that.
Gwendolyn, after her grandmother.
Yes, I see.
But the Russell that comes in, Sir Andrew Russell was a cousin of Campbell's father. His mother was a Russell.
I see.
So they are related to the Russell family.
Oh, so they were a farming family too, weren't they? Yeah,
they found all family families, yes. Yep.
And so you were brought up on a farm?
Yeah, yep. We were brought up on a farm, yeah.
Whereabouts was that farm?
That was on at Mangatahi.
Yes.
And that's all okay, so...
What did you have on the farm?
Sheep? Sheep and cattle.
Cattle too?
Yep, that's right.
How many acres?
800 acres.
Ah, so that was a big...
A lot of it was flat up in the tops. We had a lot of gullies and things.
Ah, yeah. Yes. And so you had to take your share of the farm duties?
Yes, yeah. That's right.
And so that's where you learnt the farming trade to carry it on.
Well, yes, because it goes back to Frederick Arthur Jackson. Because he drew a marble way back in 1906.
Oh.
That's when he had a marble. And that's what they were doing with all those stations and what have you.
It was
60,000 acres of And that was that'd be round about all. It was all
Richard John Seddon, wasn't it?
He organised the ballot Seddon
of all the properties.
It was Ulrich Station.
Ulrich Station.
Ulrich Station was the first one up. And Raukaga had about the same thing too on the way back from this. Fred Jackson, he had a team of horses.
Mm-hmm.
He's always had a whole lot of horses, and
he
went right up to Kiru, and the Mangatahi school, and he had up on our road, and then we had Bill Jowsey, and then we had McMillan, one at the end, and they were all the old originals on that same road.
And so those are all the boys you went to school with?
Yes. You went to Mangatahi school, yes.
And it was
my sister, you see, she was older.
Yes.
And she always had a horse, you see. Because I was 4.5 years, younger.
I see. And
and of course, here's me hanging on in the back of the horse. He'd just gallop. And he was probably with no saddle or anything.
You had to learn to hold
on fast.
Like to
think of that.
Yes.
Yeah. And Gracie Reynolds, my mother was a bit worried about how Judith used to, hang on and groom to.
She would be.
Reynolds, and Gracie really said, you're gonna kill that girl.
But you survived, yes. and so you went through to the end of Mangatahi school,
and then
where would you have gone for your secondary schooling?
You went to St George's in Wanganui, which was a prep school.
At what age did you go there?
In those days, we didn't go to school until 6 years. Until we were six.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes.
But nowadays it'd be 5 years, wouldn't
it? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. And of course, we had all different things. Came into it because the war was on as well.
Yes.
And we never forgot that. We put the flag up every day out of the Mangatahi school.
Oh.
Put the flag up.
Really?
And you just had to have it just silence,
So it was like a
ceremony. Things were pretty grim then,
oh,
too.
Yes. And do you remember those grim days?
Yes, I do. Well, I do do those, yes. Yes. Yeah.
You had the American forces were having R&R in your district, weren't they? And Campbell caught up with the son of one of them about 60 years later from America. He traced Campbell and came out to New Zealand to see them.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you see, I've got, there's another one, there's two Frederick Arthurs, isn't there? Frederick.
Oh.
Frederick came up from Jackson's. He was one of quite a big family down there.
Frederick. It is Frederick.
He's Frederick.
I think they're Frederick Arthur too.
Yes, there's two FAs. Yes.
And he went off to the war in in very early stages, and he was mounted in those days.
Yes, this is the First World War.
I seem to look at that and see.
Oh.
And I don't think it was. It was a First World War.
And he left New Zealand with his horse and came back with
and
his saddle. They had shot.
He was something and I really enjoyed it. In my young days of schools and things, really, old Fred. And anyhow, he drew a marble in Pronga Howe. Anyhow, he came home. What he did was he only had a saddle that was left because all the horses were shot. Yeah, that was ahead of a war.
Oh, terrible time. Yes.
And it's still sort of going on. And he, poor old Fred, you see, He died at 65.
But that's not your father.
That's his father's brother.
That's another generation.
Your uncle?
Yeah.
Yes, but your father.
I'm going back. He's my uncle, yeah.
Yes. So your father was Fred Jackson?
No, Harry.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Harry Jackson. Yes.
And his father was Fred.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, you took over the family farm?
Yes. Well, we had Frederick Arthur, and, of course, my father went to school at Napier Boys High in Napier.
Oh, but you didn't go there?
No. Most of them all went, or of any of those particular, and Fred, too, I think, went to Napier.
Yes, Campbell went to Whanganui Collegiate to St George's.
What age would you have gone to St George's?
Probably intermediate, which would be...
Oh, as
young as that? Yes, it was like an intermediate, very much like Harroweth.
Yes.
And he would have had 2 years there before you went on to Collegiate.
I see. And then when you came home, you would have worked on the family farm, did you?
Yes, well, I did. Well, unfortunately, my father... died in 1972. He didn't even reach 70, and he was 69.
Oh,
and I'm the only one in my ancestors that goes right back to with the South Island, you know, at the Otira Gorge, which is one of the Jackson was always called Jackson, and that goes back to 1860.
Was
of all those ancestors, you see, and so forth, most of them have all died.
Oh, they would.
Because they worked their butts out, you know.
Yes.
None of the men lived beyond 60.
Oh, have been a tough life back
but
then.
But the original, your great-grandfather had the hotel in Jackson's, and it was where they changed over the horses on the mail cars, where the stagecoaches went through. At Jackson's.
So anyhow, I suppose when I turn 70, I'm the one that ever has got to all those generations.
That's amazing.
Fred, and all the others, and sisters, and there was Jesse, and there's Lily, and all the different ones.
All the rats.
And Jeannie. And Fred Jackson and Harry Jackson.
Oh.
I've got all those names too as well.
Yes, you know them all. So do you know if they came from England originally?
Yes.
No, they came from Scotland.
So they came from Scotland,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm. And settled in Jackson's.
Yep, in 1816. They came out in a sailing ship.
Yes.
Imagine those days.
Amazing.
Jeannie McGregor.
Yes.
And she was on a sailing ship. She was having a baby then, coming over. And it's an unusual story, but what happened when it got to Dunedin? I think Dunedin was the first.
They landed in Port Chalmers.
So anyhow, and she was ill really with having a child.
Mm.
Yeah. And anyhow, I could imagine the rolling or anything on those sailing ships. And anyhow, when she came to Hawke's Bay, she never would go across the sea ever.
No.
Yeah.
The baby lived.
Yeah. The baby, yeah, the, yes. That's when the family started.
Jeannie. She was a Jeannie McGregor. Related to Rob Roy, wasn't it? We've got a lot
McGregor.
Of old poetry in that.
Oh, yes.
Jeannie McGregor.
Yes, yes, isn't that a Scottish name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, shall we just end that portion?
Mm-hmm.
That's 15 minutes that's taken.
Is it?
Yes,
yeah.
So if we stop that now and we'll have a listen to it. And then start again. The date today is Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2013. This is Robin Warren interviewing Mr. Campbell Jackson and his second wife, Mrs. Dale Jackson. Today, we'll be talking about the Hastings County Club.
Mm.
Campbell, we're particularly interested in your involvement in the County Club. Can you tell us when you joined the club?
With the cup?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, what year
well,
did you
it
join?
Is, it is actually on the cup.
Oh, no, the no, club? The county club?
County club,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, when did you join?
1916,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what age were you?
I was only about 24.
1960, you joined.
Yeah, I joined.
Sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You were 25, and your father and your grandfather were members too.
Yes, but my grandfather really, I never knew him because he died really in about, 1964 or something or other.
I see.
Mm, yeah.
Yes.
And he went down the steps and he, you know. His heart didn't work.
Oh, I see.
So.
But he was a foundation member, your grandfather?
Grandfather, yeah.
Yes. What was his name?
He was Frederick Arthur Jackson.
Frederick Arthur Jackson, yes.
Mm, that's right, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That's right. And so he would have been a foundation member.
Yeah, well, then my father, you see, came into it. And he went away to Prongahau because he didn't really get on too well with his grandfather.
No.
And anyhow, he went down with a swag on his back.
Did he?
And and so forth, and then went to Prongahau. And then after that, within about a year, he fell down the back steps and he died.
Oh,
then he
dear.
Had to come back to the farm again.
I see.
That's how it all came about.
And what was your father's full name?
My father?
Yes,
what was
his name?
It's, Henry, well it's usually Henry.
Yes.
Henry Russell Jackson.
Right,
mm.
Yes. And so your father was a member at the same time as you were?
Yes. He was still farming, quite a while.
I see.
But, and I was still there when I was sort of kicking in, virtually.
So you were working on his farm at the same time?
Mm, yeah. I left school at Wanganui Collegiate. And that would be 1950.
Yes, because you were born in
1951.
Now, can you remember who your good friends were from the same time?
Oh, yes, all in that district. The Mangatai district was all, you know, really good people.
And a lot of those people from the district belonged to the county club?
Well, I knew them all, yeah. Mm. And they all sort of went, to the club. They all were in that area.
And who were your best friends then?
Well, I've got my good friends everywhere, I suppose. Right up to Carew and...
Yes.
All over the place. And Mark Hagaho.
Ron Ebert.
Ron Ebert, yeah. Yes. But he was in a different area. He was in where the pub is?
Pukitap. I think Robin means who were your friends at the club at the same time as you joined? Yeah. Who joined with you?
That's right, that's how that happened. He was a good mate of me.
And Brett Train too. Mm. Yes,
Brett Train, yes.
And Ron and Brett, they're still alive, aren't they?
Yeah.
What about Ken Tresidder?
He was there. I might have been just another 2 years, and then Ken Tresidder came in as well as a club. It was only because my father, he said, oh, why don't you can join the club and you can use the phone, and I can... do that or just go and have a beer. And when I had my father there too, you see, because he was in Havelock then. Mm.
And you were on the farm?
Yeah, I'm on the farm. Yeah. So that's how it is. Because I never went generally.
But then after stock days, sale days, you'd go to the club?
Yes, we used to always go on a Friday.
All the men meeting there together and sharing their stories?
Oh, yes, telling stories.
And... do you remember when the servants or the manservants were there? Mm. Manservants, and you talked about the bar manager, Dick Burfield.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Was he the one that was sleeping on the job?
Oh, yes, you got that one, yeah.
Oh, no, that was Gordon Stewart.
Gordon Stewart. Yeah.
So Dick Burfield was the manager of the bar.
Yeah.
And Albert Jensen was the overall manager?
He was the manager, yeah.
Mm. Yes. This was in the early years, is it?
That's
right. When you were there. And secretary was Gordon Stewart.
Gordon Stewart, yes. Well, he wasn't a popular man, put it that way. But he used to light the fire, and it was all this big, nice table. And he, especially in the winter, he had to light a fire, and he had a great big couch, and he was sitting... and sitting there, you know.
Is that in the lounge?
Yes, in the lounge.
Where the big fireplace.
In the big fireplace.
Can you tell me what else went on in the lounge? What activities were taking place in the lounge?
Well, it was very, very quiet, you know. A lot of them would come in at lunchtime and just to read the paper and, you know.
I see.
It was very low key, really.
In the lounge, or would they go into the reading room?
There was a very big room, and of course a big fireplace and everything else. Because there were two fireplaces backed together.
And on one of the mantelpieces, there was a small round container. Would that have been for raffles or ballots or... just a hexagonal container, a little round one with a handle?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What would that have been used for?
I don't know. What was that?
Would it have been for raffles? Or?
Oh, well, raffles, yes, but we had a nice barrel.
A wooden one?
A wooden one.
Yes. That's
I wonder where that one went to.
I think it was in the auction. I do have a photo of it.
I'm pretty sure about that, yeah. Could have that one.
Yeah, very attractive.
You know, I used to use that a lot of times because I was doing a lot then, around about in the 80s.
Yeah. Yes, what did you use it for?
Well, I did all the speechings and different things. Then before that, it had Jim Sawyers. He was there, but he was a a dentist down in the South Island came out to Hawke's Bay. He was very good too. By the time I finished was what I was going to do, and then Jim came in again too, so forth.
In the lounge they had a lot of big couches, and so you'd all sit together in groups and just talk, would you?
Yes, just talk.
And then the bar, the big oval, the U-shaped bar, the microcarpa bar?
Yeah.
There was only a very minor one,
and of course in the bar there was a cigarette that was made of...
So the metal?
Yeah, a metal.
Where you put your cigarette butts into.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
It was like that, and it was still there when it was all still.
So did lots of people smoke?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Lots of smoke in the dishes.
I read about the smoky haze.
Oh, you got that one. I mentioned that one. If the actual... All the tables where we used, there's only three tables, and you look through the smoke, and the,
this is in the billiards room.
Jeepers, you couldn't even breathe.
And you weren't a smoker?
No, I wasn't a smoker then. No, not really. Mm-hmm. But if I did smoke, I smoked a pipe.
Did you?
My time.
And so, and can we just hearken back to the reading room? What went on in the reading room?
Well, it was very low key. Yeah. You might only see one person there. Yeah, and I was a bit ashamed, really, of walking in there, and I really didn't go in there because of that, because he would come out with some unusual comments.
Oh, who was that?
And usually, well, me being my age, you know, because they were the gentlemen, very much a generals.
Yep,
and my cripes. And you had to call them sir.
Did you now?
Yes.
Oh.
My cripes. And it wasn't until, eight or nine, 10 years, yeah, until you could actually say, call them a Christian name.
You would call your peers by their Christian names, but the older men...
The older men was, sir.
Yes. Mm. And then the servants... They would have called you all sir?
Yeah.
Even your younger men?
Yeah, even the younger ones. But it wasn't really late until there were good fellowship.
Yes.
And they said, oh no, don't you call me Bill or Jim.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yes.
All those sort of type of people. Mm. Yeah. It was changed, you see, in the days of the tithes.
Yes, tell us about the ties.
I've mentioned about that.
Yes, tell us again about the ties, how you had to wear a tie when you came in. Where were the ties kept?
Well, the ties were kept in the foyer, yeah.
Yes.
And if you had to have a tie hanging on a couple of hooks and things.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to put a tie on and put it on in the toilet. It went on, you see.
And a proper jacket too?
No, you could be with short sleeves or something or other like that, but you just had to have the tie. But most of them probably have sports coats and things in there nowadays, wouldn't they? But yeah.
And so then, if you knocked at the front door, or rang the bell, did you, at the front door, was there a bell to ring?
Yeah, there was a bell, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you would wait then for the door to be opened? Is that right?
Yeah.
Who would open the door?
Yeah, but I think generally that big swinging door, that's always there, that one. It was quite a nice foyer there.
Who would open the door? Who would come to the door to open it for you?
Yeah, well, yes, that's where... What was that fellow's name again?
Gordon.
It was mainly the visitors rang the bell. I think Campbell, wasn't it? Mainly the visitors... Could walk in, can't you?
Dick Burfield,
Albert Jensen, Gordon Stewart.
Yep, that's him.
One of them would open the door?
Yeah.
Mm. Or the manservant would open the door if the visitors rang the bell. Is that right?
Weren't
the members able to just walk in? Or you had to wait to go in too, did you?
Yeah. Mm. Well, also too, I think they had to have a book to.
You had a book to sign book, in, book and it was, on in. The, it was on the lectern as they went in.
Yes,
just by the big picture.
Every person that went in had to sign the book, even if they were a visitor.
Yeah, I think that happened. Yeah,
I could remember when I used to go and pick up my father on a Friday night, having to ring the bell, and because woman. And I was only a young teenager then, I wasn't allowed in, and I had to wait outside until my father came to the door.
So the door was closed?
It was closed, and you rang the bell. Yes, and I had to wait outside.
A pokey little room. Actually,
well,
there was a little room you could go into,
but I was never allowed there. Had I been my mother, she probably would have been taken to that room, but because I was a young teenager, I had to wait outside.
See, the little room was about but this size, and it was at the front of the club.
Was that what was called the strange room?
And then you
room?
Went through the other main doors when you go in, because that was part of it.
It's really what they considered the wives' strangers, not allowed in, men's domain.
Mm. Oh, yeah, behave yourself in those days.
Yes. Now, Campbell, I think we might stop there.
Yeah.
That's 17 minutes we've been talking. And then we'll talk a little about the snooker room. So we'll stop it here. Now, this is Robin Warren interviewing Mr. Campbell Jackson and his second wife, Mrs. Dale Jackson. The date is Tuesday, the 23rd of April 2013. Today we'll be talking about the Hastings County Club. Now, thank you for coming in, Campbell and Dale.
Yeah.
Can you tell us when and where you were born?
When I was born. In 1935.
Yes.
1935.
What date?
20th of August.
20th, well, my birthday is, as you're talking about birthday, is the 20th of 8th, 1935.
Right. And you were born?
I was born in Havelock, at least in Hastings.
Yes, in the hospital or?
No, I think it was, they had hospital sort of situations and or babies and things like that.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I'm not so sure it wasn't Royston, but I don't know. Yeah, but anyhow, it's on it in my...
birth certificate?
Isn't it? It's in Hastings, yeah. Mm. See, I've actually got that too, yeah.
Oh,
should have that,
yes.
I suppose.
Yes.
Because I got to when my mother was there, around there, yeah.
Lovely. All right. Now, can you tell us about your mum and your dad? Your mother and father's names?
Oh, yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, my mother and father's names are... And you start with my mother.
Yes. All right.
And Edith Jean, she was an O.
Yes, O-double-R.
O-double-R. And then, of course, my father got married in 1929.
What
my
was
mother
his name?
Married my father, Harry Jackson.
Yes, Harry.
Russell.
Was he Henry or Harry?
Well, I think he's meant to be Henry. Yes. Russell Jackson. Yeah.
Right, okay. And then you had some brothers and sisters?
Yes.
What were their names?
You only had one sister.
I've only got myself.
Judith Rose.
Judith Rose, Jackson.
And she's married now?
She passed away
three years ago. I've lost those, you know.
Yes.
All more my parents have gone.
Well, yes, Campbell, you're the older generation now, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
The patriarch.
Yeah, well,
yes,
that's right.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your own children then.
Yeah, well, my own children, well, I think I did that before, didn't I?
Yes.
And Paul is...
is the oldest.
Mm.
And then there's Graham.
Yeah, Graham.
And Philippa is the youngest.
Yep. And Paul, he was Richard Paul Jackson.
But you call him Paul.
Yeah, that's Paul. He's the oldest one in my side of the family. Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's Graham...
Russell.
Graham Russell Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
then I've got my daughter is Philippa.
Gwendolyn.
Philippa Gwendolyn. And she was Jackson too.
Right. Yes,
that's a big mouthful, isn't
it?
But she was called Pip.
Oh, was she?
But you've got to have Philippa.
Yes.
Not many Philippas.
Right. No, I do know some Philippas.
And she was Gwen.
Gwendolyn, after her grandmother. The Russell that comes in, Sir Andrew Russell was a cousin of Campbell's father. His mother was a Russell.
I see.
So they are related to the Russell family.
So they were a farming family too, weren't they?
Yeah, they were all family families, yes.
And so you were brought up on a farm?
Yeah, we were brought up on a farm. Yeah.
Whereabouts was that farm?
That was on at Mangatahi.
Yes.
And that's all okay, so...
What did you have on the farm?
Sheep and cattle.
Cattle too?
That's right.
How many acres?
800 acres.
Ah.
A lot of it was flat up in the tops. We had a lot of gullies and things.
And so you had to take your share of the farm duties?
Yes.
And so that's where you learnt the farming trade to carry it on.
Well, yes, of course it goes back to Frederick Arthur Jackson. He drew a marble way back in 1906, and that's when he had a marble, and that's what they were doing with all those stations and what have you.
It was
60,000 acres, and that was in... What would that be? That'd be round about all. It was all...
Richard John Seddon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Richard John Seddon.
Of all the properties.
It was Ulrich Station.
Ulrich Station.
Ulrich Station was the first one up.
Oh.
And Raikaga had about the same thing too on the way back from this. And then there's Fred Jackson. He had a team of horses.
Mm-hmm.
He's always had a whole lot of horses, and
he
went right up to Kiru. He had the Mangatahi school, and he had up on our road, and then we had Bill Jowsey, and then we had McMillan one at the end, and they were all the originals on that same road.
And so those are all the boys you went to school with?
Yeah. He went to Mangatahi school, yes,
and it
was my sister,
school.
You see, she was older,
yes.
and she was, she always had a horse, you see, because I was 4.5 years younger,
and
of course here's me hanging on in the back of the horse, she would just gallop full, and he was probably with no saddle or anything.
Oh. You had to learn to hold on fast. Yes.
And Gracie Reynolds, my mother was a bit worried about how Judith used to, hang on and room to it.
She would be.
And anyhow, this Gracie Reynolds, and Gracie really said, you're gonna kill that girl. But anyhow, we lived.
But you survived, yes. And so you went through to the end of Mangatahi school, and then where would you have gone for your secondary schooling?
First of all, you went to St George's in Wanganui, which was a prep school.
At what age did you go there?
Well, you see, in those days, we didn't go to school until 6 years. So we were six. Mm.
Yes.
But nowadays it'd be 5 years old.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And of course, we had all different things came into it because the war was on as well.
Yes.
Yes. And we never forgot that. We put the flag up every day out of the Mangatahi school.
Oh.
Put the flag up.
Really?
And you just had to have it just silence,
So it's like a
things were pretty grim then, too.
Oh, yes. And do you remember those grim days?
Well, yes, I do. Well, I do do those, yes. Yes.
You had the American forces were having R&R in your district, weren't they? And Campbell caught up with the son of one of them about 60 years later from America. He traced Campbell and came out to New Zealand to see him.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you see, I've got, there's another one, there's two Frederick Arthurs, isn't there? Frederick.
Oh.
Frederick came up from Jackson's. He was one of quite a big family down there.
Frederick. It is Frederick.
Yes, Frederick.
I think they're Frederick Arthur too.
Yes, there's two FAs. Yes.
And he went off to the war in in very early stages, and he was mounted in those days.
Yes, this is the First World War.
I seem to look at that and see.
Oh.
And I don't think it was. It was the First World War.
Mm. And he left New Zealand with his horse and came back with
and
his saddle. And his shot.
He was something that I really enjoyed it in my young days of schools and things.
You did.
Freddie.
Yes.
Old Fred. Yes. And he was finished up. And anyhow, he drew a marble in Prongahau.
Mm-hmm.
And anyhow, he came home. What he did was he only had a saddle that was left because all the horses were shot.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the head of a war.
Oh, terrible time. Yes.
And it's still sort of going on a bit, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And he, poor old Fred, you see, he died at 65.
Oh.
Mm.
But that's not your father.
That's his father's brother.
That's another generation.
Yes,
so
your uncle.
Yeah.
Yes, but your father.
I'm going back, he's my uncle, yeah.
Yes. So your father was Fred Jackson.
No, Harry.
Yeah.
Harry Jackson. Yes.
And his father was Fred.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you took over the family farm?
Yes, well, we had Frederick Arthur. And of course, my father went to school at Napier Boys High.
Oh, yes.
Yes, in Napier.
Oh.
Mm.
But you didn't go there?
No. Most of them all went, or any of those particular, and Fred too, I think, went to Napier.
Yes, Campbell went to Whanganui Collegiate after St George's.
I see. What age would you have gone to St George's?
Probably intermediate, which would be.
Is that?
Yes, it was like an intermediate, very much like Harroweth.
Yes.
And he would have had 2 years there before you went on to Collegiate.
I see. And then when you came home, you would have worked on the family farm, did you?
Yes, well, I did. Well, unfortunately, my father died in 1972.
Oh, I see. Yes.
And he didn't even reach 70.
Oh.
And he was 69.
Oh, that's
and I'm the only one in my ancestors that goes right back to with the South Island. You know, the Otira Gorge, which is one of the Jackson was always called Jackson, and that goes back to 1860.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that
of all those ancestors, you see, and so forth, most of them have all died.
Oh, they would.
Because they worked their butts out, you know.
Yes.
None of the men lived beyond 60.
It would have been a tough life back then.
But the original, your grandfather had, the great-grandfather had the hotel in Jackson's, and it was where they changed over the horses on the mail cars, where the stagecoaches went through at Jackson's.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. That's, so anyhow, I suppose when I turned 70, I turned 70, yeah. 70, and I'm the one that ever has got to all those generations.
Yes, that's amazing.
Fred, and all the others, and sisters, and there was Jesse, and there's Lily, and all the different ones.
All the rants.
And Jeannie, and Fred Jackson, and Harry Jackson. I've got all those names too.
Yes, you know them all. So do you know if they came from England originally?
Yes.
No, they came from Scotland.
So they came from Scotland,
And settled in Jackson's.
Yep, in 1816. They came out in a sailing ship.
Yes.
Imagine those days.
Amazing, yes.
And Jeannie McGregor. And she was on a sailing ship, and she was having a baby then, coming over, and it's an unusual story, but what happened when it got to Dunedin? I think Dunedin was the first. So anyhow, she was ill really with having a child. And anyhow, I can imagine the rolling or anything on those sailing ships. Anyhow, when she came to Hawke's Bay, and she never would go across the sea ever.
The baby lived.
That's when the family started.
She was a Jeannie McGregor, related to Rob Roy, wasn't it, from those backs. We've got a lot of old poetry in that.
Jeannie McGregor.
Yes, isn't that a Scottish name? That's lovely. Well, shall we just end that portion? That's 15 minutes that's taken.
Is it?
Yes. So if we stop that now, and we'll have a listen to it, and then we'll start again.
We'll start again.
Okay. And we'll press